Greetings, pilgrims and friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob as we continue our journey through the Holy Land, heading for Bethlehem in just a couple days now. Getting very close on this middle Sabbath, this December 23rd in the year 2020. Our devotion today is again from Richard Rohr's little book, Preparing for Christmas. Today, the devotion is called The Blind Faith of Mary and Joseph. Scripture verse comes from the book of Isaiah. It's chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, 14. The prophet says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Richard Rohr writes, "Kingdom people are history makers." Amen. Kingdom people are history makers. They break through the small kingdoms of this world to an alternative and much larger world, God's full creation. People who are still living in the false self are history stoppers. They use God and religion to protect their own status and the status quo of the world that sustains them. They are often fearful people, the nice, proper folks of every age who think like everybody else thinks and who have no power to break through or, as Jesus' opening words put it, to change. How can we really think that Mary, if she thought like any good Jewish girl was trained to think, could possibly be ready for this message? She had to let God lead her outside of her box of expectations, her comfort zone, her dutiful religion of follow the leader. She was very young and largely uneducated. Perhaps theology itself is not the necessary path, but simply integrity and courage. Nothing said at the synagogue would have prepared Mary or Joseph for this situation. They both had to rely on their angels. What proper bishop would trust such a situation? I wouldn't myself. All we know of Joseph is that he was a just man, also young and probably uneducated. This is all an affront to our criteria and way of evaluating authenticity. So, why do we love and admire people like Mary and Joseph, and then not imitate their faith journeys, their courage, their non-reassurance by the religious system? These were two lay people who totally trusted their inner experience of God and who followed it to Bethlehem and beyond. There is no mention in the Gospels of the two checking out their inner experiences with the high priests, the synagogue, or even their Jewish scriptures. Mary and Joseph walked in courage and blind faith that their experience was true. With no one to reassure them, they were right. Their only safety net was God's love and mercy, a safety net they must have tried out many times, or else they would never have been able to fall into it so gracefully. Do you ever hear that inner voice, the voice of your inner experience with God? Do you give that voice authority in your life? In what ways? In what ways do you trust your own inner authority? Do you fear you are being rebellious if and when you do so? Well, were Mary and Joseph rebellious? Amen. Today is our middle Sabbath day, and usually on the middle Sabbath Wednesday evening at 7, we have our Zoom discussion group, but we are not having that tonight, given the week of Christmas and everything else going on, and we will pick up with those discussion groups after we make it through this season of Christmas. Here's our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.